I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. A recent study by the University of New Mexico's Bureau of Business and Economic Research indicates that New Mexico is not doing enough to exploit one of its chief assets, the state's strong arts and culture sector. The study suggested a way to improve that would be better business training for local arts organizations. A new research center in Albuquerque, specifically for arts entrepreneurs, aims to do just that. The Keshet Ideas and Innovation Center opened in July, and Marla Wood is the center's director. Marla, one of the ways that the center offers support to the arts community is through monthly classes. And you have one coming up in February.
We do. It's February 10th. It's held at the Keshet Center for the Arts, which is 4121 Cutler Avenue, Northeast.
This is going to be a look at getting an arts business started.
It is. We have lots of conversations with folks who are interested in an entrepreneurial endeavor within the arts and culture sector and just aren't quite sure where to start. There are lots of questions and lots of opportunity from the very beginning of a choice between a for-profit model and a not-for-profit model. What are the different legal structures to actually create a business? What are the tax implications, the very basic tax implications of those choices, as well as the filing requirements and licenses and all of those bits and pieces that if you've never done it before, you don't know what you don't know.
And typically, artists do not know this kind of thing.
Sure, very often it's not something we've been asked to do in the past. So KIC is how we refer to the Keshet Ideas and Innovation Center, KIIC. So KIC's intention is to bring in folks who know the answers to our questions.
And in fact, these are a lot of professional people who ask to lead these classes.
Absolutely. So for instance, the basics of starting your arts business, which is our workshop in February, is being led by the UNM Law Clinic. We strive to create a space that's really built around artists and artists' vocabulary and artists' knowledge base. Entrepreneurship and artistic endeavors go hand in hand so easily. So many artists are very familiar with the concept of failure and picking it up and trying it again, right, which is so much what entrepreneurship is about. So we want to create those opportunities for them to find out from trustworthy sources who can lead them in good, strong, correct directions.
You call the center an incubator. What do you mean by that?
We do. Well, there are several different ways to participate within KIC. The first is an incubator process. It is what we think of as a traditional entrepreneurial incubator. We provide office space for a startup company. We provide a curriculum to teach many of those pieces of the pie that new startup businesses need to know about. We simply provide a location for you to get your mail. You know, lots of those.
Very important.
Absolutely, very important. A space to get out of your kitchen and away from your kids so that you can actually work with your colleagues. This also creates a really great environment of peer-to-peer interaction and mentorship with other folks who are struggling with the same types of challenges. Then our second track is called KIC Arts Membership, and this strategy is a much more a la carte option. There are these workshops, and there's a particular title on social media and how to turn my social connections into sales connections. There is a workshop on budgeting. There is a workshop on how do you read those financial statements and what do they really mean anyway. Any one of these might be appealing to any particular person who can come in to one or all of those workshops as they find topics that are fitting. We also do one-on-one business coaching. We can sit down either with myself or other staff members, as well as some community members and mentors in the community who are subject matter experts, accountants, attorneys, marketing professionals who are willing to give some of their time to help guide some of our new startup entrepreneurs. And that way, it's a much smaller commitment of mind and time to make some of those decisions about how much further you'd like to go.
Who do you see, Marla, the center working with?
You know, that's a really interesting question. And we've spent a lot of time trying to define that age-old question of, so what is an artist? The conclusion that we came to is there's really a broad definition of artists and who artists are. What is important to us is that we are looking for arts and culture entrepreneurs, people who want to make a business out of an artistic or creative endeavor. Keshet received $1 million investment from the Federal Economic Development Administration, $150,000 from Bernalillo County LEADA funds, as well as several $100,000 in private donations towards the purchase of our current building and the creation of the KIC program. The expectation, the quid pro quo, if you will, for this investment is the creation of new jobs in the arts. So that's what we are interested in. We are interested in working with all sorts of artists, from fine artists, painters, sculptors, performing artists, media artists, film, for-profit, not-for-profit. What's important to us, and we are very motivated by the Bieber study that you mentioned at the beginning, what is important to us is that we're looking to grow our economy.
And what is the contribution that arts and artists can make to
it's
that?
It's huge. Not only can they, but are they already? Dr. Mitchell's report states that the annual economic impact for the state of New Mexico for arts and culture related industries is $5.6 billion. That is with a B. That wow. is a vast sum of money. It's $137 million in state and local tax revenue to keep our infrastructure running. It is, and this is the most shocking number of all and exciting number of all to me, is 1 in 10 jobs in the state of New Mexico is in arts and culture.
Wow.
We don't think about that. You know, we are so used to coming and going in our day-to-day life. You know, we go through all sorts of traditional arts markets. We see so many pieces of beautiful art that we don't notice because they're right in front of us every day. Whereas if you talk to people in Chicago or New York or other parts of the country, they know about the Santa Fe Opera. They know about our beautiful Pueblo pottery. They know all sorts of pieces. And it's time for us to sit up and recognize what a huge impact arts and culture have, not only on our society, but on our economy.
What's the ultimate goal for the center, Marla?
Job creation for happy, fulfilled, connected communities of artists. One of the things that Dr. Mitchell's study says, in days of old, many communities saw the creation of really strong arts and culture programs as kind of the icing on the cake. The argument now is that it doesn't work in that direction. As a matter of fact, a strong and thriving arts and culture environment is a precursor to strong economic development because people want to move to cities to start new companies, to start new businesses, to exercise their new ideas where there is a high quality of life. So it's not an icing on the cake. It's the first investment that we need to make in a thriving economy.
Marla Wood is the director of Albuquerque's Keshet Ideas and Innovation Center, working to provide business support to New Mexico's artists and arts organizations. For information, visit keshetdance.org and click on KIIC. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.